and a prophetic point of view. What does this season tell us? Do you know that this month, all the businessmen and women of Israel, or known as the Jews, they go to their rabbi. Rabbi is the man of God in Israel. And they start this ceremony as early as December, where they begin to light up candles. And all the Jews, they stand. And when they light up a candle, they begin to prophesy to their businesses, to whatsoever they do. They discover something that we do not discover as Christians. And in the month of January, is known as the month of Tevet, or the month of beginnings. Now let's read the scripture, and I want us to do something, because we are not here for a sermon. We are here for prophetic intelligence and alignment, and we are going to pray accordingly. Now, let's go to the book of Isaiah 43, verse 19.
Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
The Bible speaks of God doing something new. All right. I just want you to hear that, to remember that. A new thing. Now, let's go to 2 Kings 25, verse 1.
Now, it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, or the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a siege wall against it all around.
Ezekiel 24, verse 1 to 2.
Again, in the ninth year, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, write down the name of the day. This very day, the king of Babylon started his siege against Jerusalem this very day.
All right, so the month of Tevet, which is the month of January, we see activities of besieging. Now, to besiege means to surround a city. Now, I want you to see something here. Just come over here. I want you to stand in the middle here. All right? Now, let's say this one is a town. Can you come over here? Now, can you also come over here? Can you come? All right. So in the military, there is what they call besieging. Now, when you are so powerful, if he is so powerful, soldiers won't even confront you directly. They will send through groups of soldiers. So this is a town, very powerful. They will send the first group of soldiers, which will come and take over this road. This road might be very important that comes in this city. This group of soldiers, they will come and take over this road. And this group of soldiers, they'll come and take over this road. And they'll not come to you. They'll leave you like that. In other words, you need food. This road goes, or it goes to where food is. You have no food. This road brings in fuel, diesel. You are cut off. And this road, that's where your supplies, your military, your everything else comes from. And they said to you, surrender. You know what will happen? No matter how powerful you are, but you need the food. Are you hearing me? Are you understanding? And in fact, there might not even be a lot of soldiers this direction. But you don't even know how powerful they are. You have no idea who is there. This is what they call you are under siege. Now, this is what the Bible is talking about. So many times, the people of God were under siege. This is what the devil does to people of God. He has cut you off from the supplies. What brings you food has been cut off from you. What brings you finances? The road has been cut off. There is a spirit standing. There is a resistance standing. What brings you peace has been cut off. Now you are here praying yourself in tongues. My friend, if you will not do anything about it, this is how you will end. You go this direction, there is a resistance. You go this direction, there is resistance. You go this direction. Now the Bible says Nebuchadnezzar had to cut Israel from all things that supply things to them. And there was a prophet by the name Ezekiel. Then he mentions what happened during Tevet. During Tevet, which is the month of January, it was a time, proper time, to break this siege. Somebody say, I am here, prophet. Say, it's time to break out. Say louder, say, it's time to break out. Now. I want you to see something that is very important. So he says it was on the 10th of January, which is the Tevet. It was on the 10th day, which is Tevet, where they had to go into prayer and fasting. And specifically, it was to break the siege. I want you to tell your neighbor, say, are you under siege? The road that goes into your financial breakthrough has been taken over by the enemy. Everything looks like you're under siege. If you are sensing this happening around you, where you sense every direction there's resistance, you are under demonic siege. But there is good news. In the mouth of Tevet, we can break the siege. So that's what happens. So he may be powerful, but if all the channels that makes him powerful are blocked, will he be powerful? Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor,
neighbor,
you are under siege.
Say,
the good news is you are breaking this siege. Are they believing? So how do you break the siege? This is where we are going into our prophetic warfare protocol. I want to tell you, if your way to marriage was blocked, if your way to financial breakthrough was blocked, if your way to your healing was blocked, if your way to your deliverance was blocked, you are breaking out today. I said, you are breaking out today. Somebody shout, I break every siege. I break in the name of Jesus. I remember one day standing alone in a room. I remember that month very well. Every way I was attacked. Every direction I was attacked. I stood up in the room. I didn't think, so what's going to happen with my life? I know what will happen with my life. I will break that siege. You see, there's a difference between those who say, so what will happen with me? And those who say, I know what will happen with me. I'm going to kick out this devil. Come on, somebody say, I'm here, prophet. Say, I know what to do. Do not be stranded. Are you hearing me? No matter how resistance you may face, do not be stranded. The devil will capitalize your status of being stranded. Refuse to be stranded. Somebody say, I'm not stranded. I know who I am. I am born of the Spirit. I am born of God. I am a child of God. My heavenly Father lives in me. His love is in me. His power is in me. I can never be stranded. Somebody shut fire. So there was a moment where they were all surrounded. And when we look in the Bible, we see this as a pattern. When you read the Bible, it was always in the month of January. January, January, when Israel was under siege. There was a moment again when Isaiah, he was approached by the king. Now, let me tell you the story before we go there. So God speaks. He says to Isaiah, at that moment, Israel was under attack. There was a king by the name Sennacherib. Syria was so powerful. And he sent soldiers not to defeat Israel, but to cut all the ways, important ways. And they said to Israel, surrender. Your God will not save you. We have defeated the gods of the Egypt. You must know what it means, the gods of Egypt. In those days, Egypt had dangerous gods. Remember, they had even people who would throw the sticks on the floor. And their sticks would become snakes. These men had dangerous false gods. And they said, we have defeated those gods. And your God, Israel, you can't even see him. If we defeated the gods of Egypt, who is your God? And the Bible says, a prophet simply took that letter. And he said, they will make the noise you're hearing, but none of them will be able to shoot an arrow. I understand the enemy is making noise around you, but none of that enemy will be able to shoot an arrow. Am I talking to somebody right here? And the Bible says, at night, an angel of the Lord came. And he began fighting himself. Every way that was blocked, an angel of God cleared it. What was blocking was removed. I'm here to prophesy to somebody. You see why I love this direction? What about at the back there? Are you there? Somebody shout, every way that is blocked, it will clear today. It will open today. You see, it takes prophetic intelligence for you to know what's happening around you. Otherwise, just be praying no more. Hallelujah. Oh, Sharamande. Oh, Sharaba. When you are intelligent, you will know that no, I am surrounded. No, it's not just one direction the problem is coming. No, I am surrounded. The prayer is not the same. It's not the same prayer. You say, Father, Lord, open my life. My friend, when you are surrounded, you don't go like, Father, Lord, I pray. Oh, hallelujah. You are God who was and who is and who is to come. Hallelujah. Father, I worship you. Oh, Lord, I know you'll make a way. Do you think when the people of Israel were surrounded, do you think they were saying, Lord, you made it before, you make a way? No. They entered in warfare. This is not just to attack you and kill you. Check Isaiah 37 verse 33. This is beyond just attacking you. No!
Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor build a siege amount against it.
This had nothing to do with, Father, Lord, you are God who make a way. No, it took a prophet. He stood up and he says, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. The siege is over. The siege is over. He said the soldiers surrounding Jerusalem, they will not work. Their weapons will not work. Thus says. Tell your neighbor, are you hearing me, neighbor? This is not a negotiable thing where you talk. Hallelujah. Amen. You devil, don't touch me in Jesus' name. Me too, I will not touch you. Somebody said, thus says the Lord. I prophesy. The siege around me is over. There was nothing like, come on. The prophet stood up. Read again the verse. Give me NIV. I want all of us to read together. All of us. 1, 2, 3, go read.
Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with a shield or build a siege ramp against it.
Tell your neighbor, this is how we stop the enemy. How many here? How many here they are ready to break the siege? Let me tell you something. The day you, if God can open your eyes to see the devil when he's looking at you, the day you will see how the devil hates you, you will begin to hate him. He's planning your downfall as I'm talking to you now. He has packaged a good friend of yours. And he's bringing that friend closer to you. To some of you, he has packaged a certain project just to take your money. There are so many counterfeits. You must be very careful. The devil does not love you. There is a warfare happening right now. All the enemy is trying to do with you. He knows that you have got the Holy Spirit and fire. So he knows that he can't enter your heart. But what he can do, he can come and block the way. He can go and block another way. And you and leave you alone with your Holy Spirit. So as we speak, you are burning with the fire. But you are poor. The devil says, I know you are powerful, I can't touch you. Didn't you see what the Bible says? The Bible says what? It says, the devil could not touch Job. But what the devil did was to touch what brings money in the life of Job. So he blocked all his farms. He went, what brings joy to his life was his wife. He made the wife become so difficult until the wife left. He knew what gives him pride. His children. Touch the children. The devil knew he would not touch Job. Who leaves you alone. But every way was blocked. He knew who were important in the life of Job. His friends. The devil went through the friends. And the friends began to say, I think you cursed God. Look at how you, what you are passing through. Instead of encouraging him, they were even making matters worse. He was under siege. I want you to break the siege. Listen to me. Someone today will break it. Somebody shout, I break the siege. Shout loud and clear. Say, I break the siege. Say, I know I'm surrounded. But I break it in the name of Jesus. My finances will begin to flow. My joy will begin to flow. My ways will begin to open. My doors will begin to open. Say in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Are you still here? Are you understanding what I'm trying to talk to you? There was a couple I prayed for. This couple, they had applied for a certain position at United Nations. So the man was very intelligent. And all they were looking for were 14 names. And the man applied. Do you know when the list of the names of people who applied came out? His name was not there. Are you here? The man said, but I applied. He tried to make four ups to say, I applied, I did this. They said, but the list of people who applied, it is this list. And then they released the names of the 14 names. His name was not there. The man came here for international visitors program. And he said, Papa, I don't know what's happening. I asked him a simple question. Do you want your name to be there? He said, yes. I passed. I attended other people. During prayer, I touched the man. The following day, the day I touched him was on Saturday. On Sunday, we're in church. The man received an email of an apology. Said, sorry. In fact, your name was there. And there was a big technical error. And because it was our mistake, we have added your name on the 14th. Total demonic sabotage. Making his name disappear. Imagine how the devil can make your name not being found, yet your name is there. I prayed again for another man. This man was going to America. Now, every time they were denying him visa. And this time around, he was in church to pray for visa that he had submitted all the applications. The devil is a liar. And then he said, Papa, I want them to approve my visa. And I looked in his eyes. And I said, listen, they invited you for visa interview on Wednesday. Are you aware? He said, I'm not aware. I said, check your emails. When he checked, the day had passed. Oh my God, Papa, but I was on my emails this whole week. I never saw this email. The devil is ugly. And the man lost an opportunity. Not because of any other thing. But spirits made up an oath. That as far as we want, this man will never go to America. And I stood up on his gap. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke Satan. Three days later, the embassy wrote him another email to say, we understand you missed your appointment. And normally that doesn't happen with the embassies. We are now, we have scheduled you to come this week on Friday. The man who went there got his visa. Somebody shut up, break the siege. Some of you, there is something that is just holding you. You are not far from your miracle. But there's just a spirit is standing. It is saying you will never become this. You will never go far. You will never be happy in your life. Today we want to tell that spirit, come out of the way. We break the siege. We command the siege to come out. Somebody shout, come out! Come out!